Good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page Ayin Gimel. We are in the middle of Simon Reish Ches Tzadi, which is the Simon about the Ner for Havdalah. So we are up to Si'if Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mitzvah min amuvcha levarich alavuka. The ideal mitzvah is to make a bracha on a torch. V'yesh mishomer shemein lo avuka tzarech ladlik ner acher letzarech Havdalah chutz me'aner miyuchad lo'er babayis. And some say that if you don't have an avuka, but you do have a single Ner that's lighting up your house, so light another Ner that's that to go along with it, and then the two together will make an avuka. Says the Ramav, "V'ner sheyesh l'shtei psilos mikrei avuka." An avuka doesn't have to be a gigantic torch. If it has two wicks, that's enough to be considered an avuka. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey al avuka. Why a torch? Sha'ora Rav, because it provides a lot of light. V'tov l'adu sheyesh l'shava. And the Arizal writes that it's best if it be made from wax. That would be the ideal thing. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that since the mitzvah is to be mvarich al avuka, which is made from a number of neros that are braided together, and you can't braid any other type of ner besides for wax. I mean, you can't braid an oil candle together. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that's probably why the Arizal preferred wax. There is a discussion whether you could use an electric light for ner shel Avdalah. In Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes that the Rugachever was Matir, and it's Yadua that Rav Chaim Ozer as well used to say a bracha of Bori Mare Eish on an electric light, but obviously those were incandescent light bulbs, not LEDs or anything that we have in terms of the modern lighting that we have. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that even an incandescent bulb is no good because it has the din of an Orba Ashoshis, that it's behind a glass, and if it's behind a glass, you're not supposed to say a bracha on it. Anyway, Orkaz B'Shem Sefer Chasidim, he also writes in the name of Sefer Chasidim, Delo Yikach Atzei Demishchan Shekorin Kin B'Loshon Ashkenaz Meshirecho Ra. You shouldn't use a type of wood that has a very bad smell to use for the ner. V'nir d'haynu olsen she'nishma mehan reach rashel zefes. That it has like a tarry type of smell. V'ne le'elbusim reisham v'daladisa digam b'ner shel zefes gufa madlikim b'leil l'shabbos v'chein b'itron she'bevaday reicho ra. But by ner shel Shabbos, we said in some reisham v'dalad, by the Shabbos candles, you were allowed to use foul-smelling candles. Afilo achim madlikim b'leil, they would use it. Ilav mishum shamiyanich v'etzivam sasuda. You would have been allowed to use it from a mitzvah perspective if not for the concern that you're going to abandon your suuda, where there's no such concern by Havdalah. So how could it be that in principle at least you're allowed to use smelly candles for Ner Shabbos, and Havdalah candles, which are way less important than Shabbos candles, that's going to be aser? So the kavanas of Sefer Chasidim, maybe what the Sefer Chasidim meant is shein zeh min amuvchar af she'ora Rav, that even if it provides a lot of light, better not to use a smelly candle. Not that it's awesome, not that it doesn't work, but that that's not the ideal, even if you might think it's ideal because it produces such a luminous light. Mipnei Recho Rav, because it smells bad. Avalogria Mishar Ner Sheino Avuka, but certainly it's no worse than any single candle. Gam b'prim gadam kasav she'mein lo ner acher yachal levarich lev. Prim gadam says, if you don't have anything but a smelly candle, so then you could use a smelly candle. Ner acher, sivkatan vav, mishum heker shu l'shem mitzvah. That don't just use the single candle you have already lit in your house, you should light another one to make it recognizable that you're doing l'shem mitzvah. V'nir demayri bovin shen yachal l'karivis aner azeh l'ner sheb beso. Dilavach yarechal l'kai mitzvah savuka. And we must be talking about a case where for some reason you're not able to hold this second candle right next to the first candle, because if you can, that already has the din of an avuka, so you'd be able to say the din of avuka, right? And we're talking this halacha song about if you can't do an avuka and you're relying on a single candle, don't let it be the single candle that illuminates your house, make it a different single candle. But if you're able to hold the two together, then you're not doing a single candle, you're doing an avuka, and that would even be good l'chadchila. So when would it be aser to hold, when would it be a problem to hold the two together? So either it's an oil candle where if you hold it together, it's going to tilt and spill or be extinguished. Or it could be, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes in Yom Tov Sheni Kol Chaso, they quote here in the Deer Shoe, that if Motzai Shabbos is Yom Tov, you're not supposed to hold the two candles together because you might extinguish the flame, and you're not supposed to do that on Yom Tov. Okay, Litzorech Havdalah, V'kol Zehu Rak L'mitzvah B'Alma V'lo Li'ikuvah. And all of this is mitzvah B'Alma, it's not Ma'akev. V'ner Sheyesh Shtei Psilos, and a ner that has two wicks is already called an avuka. Stam ner she'gemara poskim hainu ner shel shemen. Normally, when we use the term ner in the Gemara, it always means an oil candle. V'kamash Malan, the Kevin Shorosei, and Magin Zel, lamala havi avuka, that since the fires touch one another, it has a din of an avuka. Ubiner shalanu umunach sham kama psilos, in our candles, if you have a lot of wicks, havi kama psila of avena chashuva avuka, that would not be considered an avuka if it's a single kli holding oil and a bunch of wicks. That's not an avuka. That's just like a one thick wick. It's only an avuka if you have two separate kelim holding oil and the wicks come together, where the fires come together. Achim mafrid b'neim shavo chelef. But if you have fat or wax that separates the wicks from one another, kagon mashos mishavish aneres kluim yachad, like the traditional braided havdalah candle, oshamad b'yachad shtei neros adadi beis habracha, or you hold two candles together to one another at the time of the bracha, zeh gamkin chashav avuka, that certainly counts as an avuka. Umashem b'divrei Magen Avraham sheyir sheyagir amoros adadi does chashav avuka. The Magen Avraham sounds like you should make sure the lights touch each other, and then it's going to be considered an avuka. Siv gimel, noagim listakel bekapul seyadayim ubitziparnayim. The minig is to look at the palms of your hand and at your fingernails. Says the Ramav, yesh liros bitziparna yad yamin, you use your right hand, you look at the fingernails on your right hand, v'lechos hakos biyad smol, while you're holding the kos in your left hand. V'yesh lichvav chetzpos l'tocha yad, you bend your fingers inward toward your palm, your four fingers inward toward your palm, sha'azra tzipernayim ima kapos basachas, and then using the light of the candle, you can see your fingers and the palm of your hand all at the same time, which is what you're supposed to do. V'lo yira p'nei hetzpos sh'bifnim, you don't see the inside of your fingers, you only see the outside of your fingers as they're folded in toward your head. People do all sorts of weird stuff. The Ramah's telling us this is what you're supposed to do. One hand, you don't need two hands. One hand, you don't need to go, you know, flip it back and forth. Just inside, looking at both the palm and the fingernails using the candle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Nogim L'stakel, Hatam Dabinu Shuchalakir Loro Bein Matbeah L'Matbeah. The reason for all of this is because you're supposed to have enough light that you would be able to tell the difference between two different coins. But most people, when we're making Avdalah, hopefully don't have coins in our pocket to be able to look at two different coins. So what do we always have is our hands. That's usually sticks around with us. Ukedil Kameh, Ulukach Nogim L'stakel B'Sibernayim, Lirosim Yuchalayanos Loro, Lahakir Bein Matbeah L'Matbeah, Kamoshamakar Bein Sipar L'Basar. If you could see the difference between your fingernail and the flesh of your fingertip, then you can probably tell, that's probably enough light to also tell the difference between two coins. Plus, the fingernails are simen bracha, shein paros v'ravos liolam, because they constantly grow. And also, looking at the lines on your hand, on your palm, is also simen bracha. So we look at things that are a simen bracha at the beginning of the week. Lichbof etzbos, we bend in the fingers, hainu harba etzbos al gave agodol, meaning the four other fingers, not the thumb. Sha'azroa, v'yeshno agnifshot achar kachar betzbos liros me'achareihem ala tziparnayim. Some actually do fold it out the other way as well. After they fold in, they then go like that as well. Good, so that is how to look at your nails at Havdalah. Says the Shulchan Aruch now, Sif Dalit, ein mevarchan al ner ad shia osu la'orom. One should not say a bracha on ner unless he's benefiting from the light. Rav Shechter will not say bori moreh eish if the lights are on in the room, because you're not getting any benefit from the candle, shaga b'tiyara, mayahani. So you got to shut off the lights in order to get any hana'a from the Shabbos candle, from the Havdalah candle. Da'inu shia samachlo, but what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is you need to be close enough, because sheyuchal lahakir bein matbeah medina zil matbeah medina acheres, so that you'd be able to benefit enough from the light to be able to distinguish between two different coins. Mishavur siv katan yidbeis, da'inu shia samach, v'afilu mu omid chutz labayis, kol sha'or gadol sheyuchal lahakir makam sha'omid, mikri davar zeh, nena lo v'yachal varech. It's not about distance. You can be very far away, but if it happens to be a large fire, that it's big enough that you'd be able to see from where you're standing the difference between two coins, that's good enough. If you're listening to someone else say Havdalah, and you want to be Yotze with their Bori Moreish, you better get close to the fire, because you're not going to be Yotze with their Bori Moreish if you're not benefiting from the Eish. It says, and you have to look at what we wrote in the end of Simreish Sadizayin, which was that if you're too far away from the Neren, you're not able to benefit from it, have Kavana not to be Yotze with the Bori Moreh Esh, and then get close, and when you get close, say your own Bori Moreh Esh. So, to review what we learned tonight, first we said that ideally one should light with a wax candle that has at least 2 wicks, and l'chachila, it should not be smelly. We then said that we fold our four fingers in on the right hand to see the fingernails and the lines on the palm by the candlelight, but only on the right hand while we're holding the coast in the left. And third, we said that the bracha on the ner only works for those who are close enough to benefit from the light, and if you're not close enough to benefit from the light, then don't have kavanah to be Yotze with that Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. Say your own Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh afterwards. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Hei. Everyone have a wonderful evening.